Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm working out again for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want all that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 20 or 30 or 40 million years from now, but today, because you want that life that you can do what you love, to be with those that you love, and do whatever you want, and do it when you want to do it, right? And do it while you're still young, while you still have some life in you. No matter what age you are, I don't care if you're 70, you still have life ahead of you. Do you want that life now? And you're not just here for your own comfort and convenience, but as a rippler, you're here to create a ripple effect through other people's lives too, through your family's life that can ripple effect through the community, the country, and across the world. And guys, that is exactly the vision I've had from the beginning when I created Money Ripples 7 years ago. And I appreciate you guys allowing me to create a ripple effect through your lives, and then you're able to do the same. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. It's great stuff on there you can check out. And a quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. We just had them on last week. But hey, if you guys are looking for a way to create great returns with steady monthly income, including returns of 10% a year paid monthly, and you want to do it in a way that actually helps people stay in their homes, then check out American Homeowners Preservation's site here at www.fundingahp.com. That's www.fundingahp.com, where you can make passive income today with as little as $100 invested. And so check out their website, fundingahp.com. So today I want to give you guys a big shout out to you first and foremost. I was just looking at the podcast numbers recently, and I knew I was getting close, and I was watching to see how quickly I hit the next 100,000 downloads. And understand that with this show, the first nearly 4.5 years of this show, several seasons, right? Up until this last year, up until 2018, it took me 4.5 years almost to hit 100,000 downloads. Now in the last 15 months, we've done it again. So instead of taking about 52 months, we've done it now in 15 months. Now hitting 200,000 downloads total, at least verifiable. I don't know how many others are out there, but you know what, guys? Thank you so much, because I know that ripple effect is happening because of you. And I'm excited to see how fast the next 100,000 downloads comes. I know that's in large part because of you guys. So thank you so much for spreading that word and just making this possible. And I hope I'm delivering lots of value for you guys too in this show. So today I wanted to talk about something specifically. I wanted to address a topic that I haven't really heard many people talk about, at least not overtly, right? I haven't seen many people just come out and say, hey, how are these millennials going to be? Now we hear all kinds of things about, you know, how they show up in the workplace. We hear things about, you know, how they treat money differently than maybe previous generations, and how many of them actually don't cook food as often, right? They're minimalist in some ways, but in other ways, they also say, hey, I'm minimalist in the sense that I can go out and buy my food, right? And all that kind of stuff. But the one thing I'm really curious about is, you know, what about that retirement, right? And I'm talking about the traditional retirement. I'm talking about what would it take, or what are they tracked to do, right? Because we already know the baby boomers who are 55 years old and older, they're in a world of hurt right now. The Generation Xers, my generation, we're kind of stuck in the middle. Nobody really cares about us anyways. But the millennials, they talk a lot of things about the millennials, but what about their future? What do they have to look forward to? And so I thought, you know what? This is a good point. Let's talk about these millennials that are working in the workplace right now, you know, going down that traditional path that they were told by their parents to do, right? Because the baby boomer parents just, you know, they all said, hey, go get a good job, get a good education, and someday, you know what, you'll be able to retire and have a good life, you know? But the truth is that hasn't really happened even for their own parents. And I'm hoping millennials are waking up to this. And if you're a millennial, I hope you see this. Now, I did a show recently where I talked about the real rate of return of the stock market, right? I talked about Dave Ramsey's tweet that went out on Twitter that definitely was full of crap, you know, and it didn't even have correct numbers for that. But I wanted to take an example, say, all right, let's just take a millennial who's 30 years old right now, has a goal to retire at 65. Now, granted, if you're listening to this show, you want to retire most likely younger than 65, but I just want to take this the traditional path. And so I ran it. I said, all right, let's talk about a millennial starting to save right now at age 30, right? A little bit late for some, but here we go. Now, I was thinking, okay, if they make $100,000 a year, they save 6% of their money. They get a 50% match on their 401k. That means they're now saving $900 a month total between them and the employer. So I ran that number out. I was like, okay, let's see what it does. Now, like I said, the market's averaged about 7.5% over the last 30 years. That's before fees and any other costs. Now, granted, if you're doing this in a 401k, the costs are probably bigger, you know. So, yeah, I'm gonna even just be nice and say 6.5%. You're not likely to even get that, but it's possible you might still get it. There's no guarantee, right? So, 6.5%. Ran that every year for 35 years. So, 900 a month with the match and everything. 6.5% for 35 years. Now, the total end balance is going to be almost $1.4 million. Congratulations, you're a millionaire, right? Now, if we look at the after inflation adjustment, this is the real kicker. Now, the real question is, what is the inflation rate, right? What is the real inflation rate? Now, there's a lot of ideas out there. Now, people say 2 to 3%. That's kind of typical, right? But is it really? Now, if you go to something like shadowstats.com, right? You go to their website, you'll see that they started tracking what is the real inflation rate. Now, they'll say things like their inflation rate's closer to more like 7% a year, right? Now, I'm going to put it at 4%. What if we just say the inflation rate's much less than what real life has shown us, right? By the way, this is why colleges raise their tuitions by 5 to 7% a year, because they can't afford. And then they're still talking about running out of money, right? Because they cannot afford to adjust for inflation and not raise prices, right? And we're talking about the government seeing how to help take care of them. But the problem is you want free education. That education is going up more expensive each and every year. Sad thing is wages aren't even going up that much each and every year. We're seeing wages being closer to maybe, if you're lucky, 3%, right? So when we start factoring that in, we have all these kind of uncertainties in the world, right? Now, if I put the inflation rate at 4%, you're real purchasing power, right, of that almost 1.4 million drops down to just over $350,000 in today's dollars, right? So you factor in for inflation, that lifestyle of 1.4 million feels only like 350,000. Now, what if you pull off 3% of that money because you don't want to run out of money too early, right? So you pull off only 3% of that money. You do that, that means you're pulling off about $10,500 a year. Now, that's more than that, of course, but I'm talking about in lifestyle. $10,500 a year won't cut it. Like, no way, right? Would you agree with that? Now, we haven't even taken out taxes yet. I'd even factor that in. You take out taxes, heck, even if taxes don't go up much from what they are right now, which they might have to based on the programs and helping millennials retire, you know, we could be seeing a much bigger tax rate. But even if they took a quarter of that, that's still about over $2,500, leaving you with maybe $7,000 or $8,000 a year to live on. That's not enough. Now, what if you're maxing it out, right? So let's just say you're putting in the max contribution. You happen to be a well-paid millennial that saves a lot. Because we already know if you're going to try to save even, you know, like I was showing there, I was thinking that was about 10% of your income, right? 600, you know, that's if you're making 100,000 a year, saving 600, you know, saving about, 600 a month of your money. You know, it kind of gives you a little bit, but not a lot. That's nearly 10% of your income. What if we try to max out the 401k right now? So what if with the match and everything else, you're now putting away double that? So about $1,800 a month. For you guys, that's nearly $22,000 a year. That's kind of near the max that you can do with a match and everything. Now, $18,000 a year. Whoa, that's awesome, right? Or sorry, not $18,000 a year. Sorry, $1,800 a month. Sorry, repeat that. $1,800 a month, right? Well, of course, that's going to be double the cash flow. So $1,800 a month, that's going to get you at $2.77 million. So you're getting up there. But again, after 4% inflation, 700,000. Remember, that just doubles your income. So you went from 10,500 now to about 21,000 a year before taxes. Now you're starting to see a problem here, right? Now, what's even worse? Now, this is why I left financial planning. This is why I stopped being a financial advisor in the traditional mainstream sort. Because what happened is I would see these numbers, I'd say, ooh, well, if we factor in inflation, I even run at 3%, right? I was like, oh, that's not very good lifestyle. I don't want to tell them that. So I either, one, just not talk about inflation and just give them the big number and make them feel excited. Or two, I'd say, yeah, but you know, with inflation, let's make it 2%. Now, if I just adjust it by 2%, say, hey, this is good. Now, the money doesn't go up, but the purchasing power all of a sudden now looks like almost $1.4 million. Now, it's a lot better. It's a lot much easier to say, hey, look at this, $1.4 million of purchasing power. Now, you start pulling off income off that 3%. Well, now you're looking at 42 grand a year. Doesn't that sound so much better? 42 grand a year. I mean, that's not rich by any way, shape, or form, right? But again, trying to almost nearly max out your 401k, hey, cool. At 2% inflation, doesn't seem so bad. Yeah, you got to pay taxes on that 42,000. So, you know, maybe you're only left with, you know, roughly about 30,000 of that money a year, but you can be cheap. You can try to be as minimalist as possible in your retirement years, right? Or hey, what if you just didn't retire at 60, you know, or at 65, you waited till you're 70. Hey, and at 2% inflation, not as bad. Guess what? Now your end balance is 3.9 million. Your inflation, you know, your after inflation adjustment there is about 1.77 million, which means, hey, 1.7 million. Well, that's over 50,000 a year. This is better. Can you see the problem we're running into right now? This is the dilemma I ran into as a financial advisor because I had to keep justifying. And when I started as a financial advisor, most people I was talking to were Generation X, Generation Xers in their 20s. I started doing this about 18 years ago. So we were all in our about mid-20s or so, right? Mid-20s to 30s. So I would show this and project it out. Hey, 40 years, look at this. You're 25 and 65, you'll have $4 million. That's awesome. But in truth, it wasn't that awesome. And now, by the way, I would also show them other numbers. I wouldn't show them 6.5%, which would be more of a closer net return. I would show them, hey, what if you got 10%? And all of a sudden now, instead of almost $4 million, now you're up to $10 million. Yay! Live off 3% of that. That's $300,000 a year. You're set. You're good, right? All I had to do is adjust the interest rate. See, this is why I remember there was an article by Ben Stein where he said, he was telling his dad, he said, Dad, and this is in the 1950s, he said, Dad, in 10 years, people are going to start dying of starvation on the planet. And his dad said, no, it won't. He said, Dad, but figures don't lie. His dad, you know, wisely said, he said, figures don't lie, but liars figure. See, this is what I started doing. I was trying to like manipulate the numbers any way I could. Hey, 2% inflation rate, 40 years versus 30 or 35 years, 10% interest rate versus 6.5, which I thought was true, by the way. I actually thought you would get 10% or 12% a year because that's what everybody told us, that those were the average returns. Not telling us the actual and average. I didn't learn that till the year before I quit. That they started to bring out, oh, well, actual yield is different than average returns. It's not the same number. That's why you won't get the same results. So if I'm telling people, hey, save $1,800 a month for the next 40 years, you'll have $10 million. Ta-da, you're amazing. You did awesome. That's $300,000 a year. Well, after inflation, still, you know, you're going to live off $135,000 a year. Isn't that awesome? You know, and back when they're in my younger years, right? By the way, I thought $50,000, $60,000 a year was amazing back then. So if you can make $50,000 or $60,000 a year back in the early to mid 2000s, I thought, oh, that's awesome. I could live on that, right? You know, and if somebody told me $100,000 a year, I'd say, oh my gosh, I must be a millionaire, which is probably true because you'd have to be a millionaire to pull off that much money. But that's the thing. I put these numbers back to, you know, reality, right? 6.5%, like I said, 35 years, right? Not 2% inflation, 4%, which might not be real. We're right back down, not to making 21, to pulling out 21,000 of after inflation adjustment, right? What if I made that inflation rate 5%? Well, now that after inflation adjustment's a $500,000, live off 3% of that, that's only 15,000 a year. And if it's higher, it's just depressing. I mean, did you ever plan to be saving and saving and saving? And maybe you got it all the way up to $2, $3, $4 million, only to realize you were living below the poverty line. you know, where you saw all those projections, the numbers looked awesome because you were going to be a millionaire, only to realize that, oh, in the future, because of time value of money and over time, money becomes worth less. That's not great. So coming back to this question, will millennials be able to retire? That is entirely up to them. And if you're a millennial, it's entirely up to you. The good news is, you know, I know this is kind of a depressing fact. This is even more depressing for some of you that say you only have 10 or 20 years. You know that these numbers have already been true, or you know, they haven't been as awesome as you thought they would be, despite the fact we've had 10 up years, up market cycle here. We've had 10 good years, solid years of up market. 2015 was like flat basically, but everything else is going up. We're hitting new highs that we've never hit before. And yet people are still having a hard time being able to retire with their same old retirement plans. So the bad news is you keep doing the same thing everybody's done. You're going to keep getting the results everybody's already got. And the truth is they've got squat. And I'm not trying to rhyme like Dr. Seuss, but it just came out that way. But you don't have anything. You really don't have very little to show for it. Even some of the people I know that make, I've had clients that make hundreds of thousands a year and they've saved up even a few million bucks. Even they're saying, well, how do I get this money working for me? Because it's not working in the stock market. Plus, if the market goes down, what is that going to do to me? Does that mean I have to delay retirement? Does that mean I got to live on less? Do I really want to live on less? And as I get older, and this is what everybody says that they get in their 50s and 60s, they say, well, as I get older, life hasn't gotten cheaper. It's only got more expensive, partly because inflation, partly because life, you know, gives you different things. And in truth, do you really want to live in a worse lifestyle as you get older or a better lifestyle? Of course you want to have a better lifestyle. Yes, you can go all simple. You can go all minimalist on everything. But the truth is, and that might be your ideal. But for some of you, I just had somebody today, he's 54. He's a dentist. He said, you know, honestly, with the mission that my wife has that she wants to accomplish, the mission that I have, and the things we still want to do with our kids as they're growing up, or some of them already moved out of the home. He's like, really? We need almost more money than we're making right now. He's like, we still need a pretty good lifestyle to really live a fulfilling, really fulfilling and mission-filled life, to fulfill those missions. Now, I will say this. It doesn't mean that you cannot have a fulfilled life just, you know, unless you spend a couple hundred thousand a year. I'm not saying that. But each of you have a different mission. Each of you, I'm sure, other than survival, might want your life to be more than just that. You might want to be more focused on other people than just yourself. And that's going to require time, energy, and money. It's going to require some vitality, some health and youth. And the best way to do that is, of course, to be able to be financially free as quickly and safely as possible. So for you that are millennials, take advice from maybe your own baby boomer parents. But take advice from them and realize the best thing you can do is stop doing what everybody else has done. If you want different results, you got to do different things. And the great thing is on this show, we've talked about a lot of those things. Again, we don't give recommendations for investments, especially blanket investment advice and things like that. You know, and we're not endorsing anybody specifically saying you should invest with these people. But what I am saying is, man, you cannot expect to hit those numbers and actually hit your retirement goals saving and even maxing out IRAs and 401ks and things like that. It just cannot work that way. You've got to be doing things that are outside the norm, things that financial advisors don't offer. That is the key. Just like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I mentioned AHP. That is not the typical thing financial advisors offer. You know, paying 10% a year. Yeah, that'll definitely help you hit your goals a little bit faster if they pay out like that, right? You know, that's the thing is that you get those kind of returns already. You have better hope, just like when I ran 10% before on this stuff, right? So the thing is, there is hope. There are answers. Now, each of you guys have individual situations, and we get that. So, hey, if you have questions, you want to know, hey, Chris, like I think my money could be doing something better than what it's doing right now. Reach out to me. Shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and say, Chris, hey, I'm curious about my situation. What do you think? And we could chat about that. But anyways, guys, I just want to know that, hey, the future looks gloomy for those that follow the same old path, the beaten, worn down path that hasn't worked yet. It is gloomy, but there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel, but it requires you to do something different and be someone different than the people have been in the past and then what your generations before you have done. Learn from their mistakes. Learn from history. Learn what actually works now. That is my challenge to you guys. I hope I make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.